This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Prisons are hotbeds of COVID, leading some areas to grant early release. In California, San Quentin, 9 prisoners have died, with 1,900 infected in a population of about 3,000 inmates. And for those who've served their time, they get out into a world where jobs are especially scarce and support systems strained. Samantha Max at WPLN in Nashville reports on the experience of one man whose parole date came in the midst of this pandemic.
Trayston Neal served 11 years and 9 months in prison, and he'd been thinking about the day he'd be released all that time. On April 1st, that day finally came.
Once I walked out those gates, I can't explain the feeling. Like right now, even today, it still doesn't seem real that I've done so much time, I'm still alive and I'm free.
But it was not the homecoming Neal expected. After more than a decade behind bars for attempted murder and aggravated assault, now he's stuck inside like so many others. The 32-year-old had a job lined up at a catering company near Nashville, but his bosses got sick. He worried he'd get sick too and infect his family, so he stopped going to work. Betty Kirkland, the executive director of Project Return, says many people who have recently been released from prison are hitting similar roadblocks.
In good times, it's difficult. In a pandemic, it is terrible.
Kirkland's organization helps hundreds of newly released Tennesseans transition into the workforce each year. But she says many of those jobs are in industries hit hard by COVID-19, like hospitality and manufacturing. Even before the pandemic, the Prison Policy Initiative estimates formerly incarcerated people were unemployed at nearly 5 times the rate of the general population. Now, Kirkland estimates about 75% of her clients have lost their jobs. She says Project Return has had to shift gears to address more immediate needs.
We are spending more money on buying people tents and sleeping bags and putting people up in hotels. It's a fairly desperate situation.
Trayston Neal considers himself lucky because he's quarantining with family, and he just got a license to start his own cleaning business. For now, he's trying to be patient.
You know, I'm just praying. That's all I could do is wake up and just thank God I'm still living and breathing and well.
Like the years Neal spent in prison, he says this moment too will pass. In Nashville, I'm Samantha Max for Marketplace.